Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do your day. Listen fam, it is a great day. Oh my goodness, I am so happy to be back, though just I had technical difficulties that I'm not gonna get into right now, but I am so glad to be back. I mean, Sweet Truth is back on, and in what better way? This is my favorite month for so many reasons. I am so happy. This is the week, you know, of Christmas. So many people are getting off, you know, and everyone, it's just, it is the most wonderful time of the year, depending on what perspective you see it as or you're gonna view it as. You know, because let's be real, as much as it is merry and wonderful and all that to so many others, yet to so many others as well, it is painful, it is miserable, it is, you know, bondage, just all sorts of things, because once again, like every other day, there is something going on around the world, something going on around somewhere, you know, that really just affects people differently. And so there is so much going on in the world, so much chaos out there, that it is very, very important and vital to spend time in the Word of God. Why? Because the Word is where we find our hope, and the Word is the only thing, the one thing that I've found that's gonna keep you going. It's gonna keep you going through the chaos. It's gonna keep you going through it all, through everything, each and every situation, each and every circumstance. I have found that the Word of God is the only thing that's gonna keep you going. You need to hold on to hope. Hope is very, very, very important. It is very important that in our walk in life with Christ, that we have hope and we hold on to hope, because I believe that if we don't have hope, we have nothing. And so we need to have hope in God. We need to have hope in the Word of God. We need to have hope in everything, you know, that God is working behind the scenes, that it's all gonna work out. We need that hope. Because if we do not have that hope, then we are falling on and dwelling on the lies, you know. And I was just talking with a friend recently, and I was just letting them know that, you know what, at the end of the day, you are believing something. At the end of the day, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, you are leaning on and holding on and believing in something. The question is, what are you believing in at the end of the day? I say it this way, you are either believing in God, believing on His Word, holding on to His hope, or you're believing in lies from the enemy. I mean, it's not complicated. It's a two-way thing. It's not something that, you know, you need to dip and ponder about, you know, and figure out and everything. And the enemy is a mastermind at manipulating emotions and feelings. You know, if he can get you to feel a certain way about hope and holding on to God and God's Word and God in general, you know, then he's winning the battle over you. And I say battle because the enemy can never win the war. He will never win the war. But by believing the lies that he so often and every day works hard at to getting us to believe, by default, without even knowing it, you're letting him win the battles of your mind, of your thoughts. That's why you need to guard your mind, guard your heart, guard everything. And for me, the best way to do that is by being in the Word, sticking in the Word, and being surrounded by those that believe in the Word. You need that that fellowship, you know, with other believers and everything. You need that. You need that, you know, because you can't go through life and struggle all by your own. Because then it will be easy for the enemy to capitalize on that, you know. So you don't want the enemy to capitalize on anything. You want to be in the word and hold on to the word and believe in the word and trust God. And I'm just going on and on and on and on. But I need to say this. I have found in my own personal life that as Christians, the strongest, rather the toughest battle ever, or journey, I want to say, is the faith journey. It is very, very, very hard. And I found that to be true in the lives of my friends as well as myself. I'm like, you know, when we get in God, you know, and we repent and we give our lives to God, you know, we are then faced with this faith journey. And among us, all the journeys, you know, to do with God, faith, my goodness, is very, very hard. It is a hard journey because it requires a lot out of us, you know. To have faith, to be in faith, will require a lot out of you. Why? Because faith is believing in things you have not yet seen. You don't see it, you don't know it. And for so many of us, including myself, it is sometimes, if not more times, hard to believe in something that we haven't yet seen, you know, that we can't even comprehend how it's gonna happen, that there is no way we can see it work. Like, there is no way I can see that work. There is no way, you know, because it is so hard as humans. It is so hard for us to believe in what we haven't yet seen, of in what we can't see yet, what that we can't fathom, you know. And I've learned to leave it in God's hands, you know, because just because I don't know it doesn't mean God doesn't know it. Just because I don't see it doesn't mean God doesn't see it, you know. And just because, you know, I'm limited doesn't mean God is limited. And so all these things concerning, you know, limitations and everything, and the impossible is on our side, is with us. It's not impossible for God. It is not, God is not limited, you know. He is not confound to the ways of this world and how this world works. You know, he is Lord God Almighty. He got it, you know. He's got this. And so I found one thing that has helped me a lot, you know, in this faith journey is just leaning on these facts, knowing that, hey, number one, it's impossible with me. It's not impossible with God. Number two, I'm the one that's limited. God is not limited. Number three, he's working all things. He's working behind the scenes, even when I don't see it, even when I don't hear it, you know. So the faith journey is not about, like, you being sure, you know, or wanting to be in control. Because another thing about it, about that as well too, is like wanting to be in control. You know, you want to know what tomorrow is going to bring. You want to know what the next month is going to bring. You want to know what the next year is going to bring, you know. And wanting to know is wanting to control. And God is going to show you and teach you that you don't get to control anything, and you don't get to see anything, you know. You don't get to know. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I've made my peace with that. Why? Because, hey, I would rather leave everything in the hands of the one who wrote my story. God wrote my story, so I'm gonna take it upon myself to not dwell on it or worry about anything or have any burdens, because I don't want to carry burdens around me. I don't want none of that. I just want to be this happy, cheerful, content person that God made me to be. And so I took it upon myself to say that, you know what, I'm just gonna leave everything in the hands of the one who wrote my story, because he's the one that knows it best. You know, that the one that writes something, the one that writes a story, the one that writes a song, the one that writes a book, is the one that knows it best, you know. So who would you trust? Yourself, when you didn't even write your story I would rather trust God. I would rather trust the one who wrote my story, you know, because he's the one that knows what happens next. He's the one that knows what happens next. And so I was trying to encourage my friend, and in a way was encouraging myself as well, that, you know what, just leave it in God, in God's hands, and God is going to work it out. Just leave it alone and leave it in God's hands, because at the end of the day, there is nothing you can do about it, you know. And so you don't want to be miserable, because the enemy is going to try and make you miserable by getting you to dwell and think about things that you don't even have control of making it work out or making it go the way that you want to go. So you might as well just leave it to God, right? I found myself to be in a position where it's like, and nothing I can do about the situation. You know, I'd rather leave it in God's hands, because the only thing I'm doing is just making myself more miserable, more unhappy. That's going to make me more mad or angry or feel some type of way and everything. And you don't want those feelings on you. You don't want nothing on you, you know, because the enemy is going to capitalize on you feeling that way. And I'm telling you, these emotions are going to drive you. These feelings are going to drive you. And they will drive you to dark places. They will drive you to places you don't want to be in. So, hey, instead of being driven by these lies, these feelings, these emotions, you know, like nothing's working out, like God is not hearing you, like God is not doing nothing. You don't want to be driven in such a way and taken to such places, you know, within your thoughts and everything, because those are then going to create strongholds in your life that, you know, you're going to have to start battling in the days and months to come. So you'd rather be in a place where you're like, you know what, I'm just going to leave my life to the one who wrote it and trust the one who wrote it, that he's going to make everything work out in the end, that he's going to do everything, you know, because the word of God says he does all things for good for us. So it's for good. If you leave something in God's hands, you leave your life in God's hands, all the situation, the circumstances that you might be facing right now, it works out for good, even though you don't see the good, even though you might not feel the good, but it is for good for you. And so just trust God and leave it in God's hands. And I feel like I needed to encourage someone, you know, listening today, that hey, you know what, at the end of the day, you're gonna believe something. So I would rather believe God than believe in feelings and emotions and whatever the enemy may be trying to whisper to me, you know, about God, because that's his job. You know, at the end of the day, we are in a battle, you know, these battles with our thoughts, these battles with our feelings, these battles with our emotions. And so You don't want to be on this roller coaster of feelings and emotions. No, you want to be content. You don't want to be on no roller coaster with that. You want to be content. Be content in whatever and leave it in God's hands. Amen. And so your girl is back. I might do a double blessing, double segment day that I'm excited about. Oh my God. If I do get to that double segment, that's going to be Aesop's Last Talk. Yo, we are currently in book 3. And I can't believe that Aesop's Last, yo, like some 83 is going to be Aesop's Last song to us, and it's kind of bittersweet, because, you know, like, you get to love the man, you get to love the writing, the work and everything, you get to love what he had to say, but you know what they say, it's good to keep moving forward. But today, as of right now, we are focusing on Psalm 82 1-8, and today I will be reading from the New Life Bible version. And so grab your Bibles. This is really short and really quick, so we're just gonna go by it so quickly. That's gonna make room for us to get to our double segment, double blessing day. So that being said, Father God, bless this day, bless this wedding. Bless us, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you are destroying lies from the enemy, Father God. You are destroying strongholds, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you've put us on this faith journey, Father God, and you're asking us, Father God, to trust you, Father God, and to have hope in you, Father God, because faith is what pleases you, Father God, and we want to please you, Father. We say we love you, so we want to please you, Father God, because what you love, you want to please. And so, Father, help us, Father God, on this journey of faith, Father God. It is a tough journey, Father God. It's a difficult journey, Father God, but it is a journey, Father God, that pleases you, Father God. So as we are on this faith journey as believers, Father, I pray that you would help us, Father God. Help us, Father, to hold on to you, Father God, to trust you, Father God. Help us to be less controlling and less of wanting to know what comes next, Father God, and only trust that you know what comes next, Father God, because you are the one who wrote our story, Father. And so you'll be the one to know what comes next as we sit back and let you work, Father God, because you are working behind the scenes. You are working in front of the scenes, Father God. So let us sit back, Father God, and watch you work, Father God, because your work and everything that you do for us, Father, is for our good, Father God. Your word says you know the plans you have for us, Father God, and those plans are for good, they're for a bright future, Father, is what you've promised for your children, Father God. So help us to trust onto that and lean upon that, Father God, on your word, Father God, and draw us to be in your word, Father God. Draw us to seek your face, Father God, and seek your word and seek what it says, Father God, and not only seek it and read it, Father God, and listen to it, Father God, but believe it, Father God, and hold on to it, Father God, and trust it, Father, and I thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen. And so once again, that's Psalm 82, 1 to 8, and it reads, God takes his stand in the great meeting of his people. He judges among the rulers. How long will your rulers be wrong in how you judge? How long will you show favor to the sinful? Do the right thing for the weak and those without a father. Stand up for the rights of those who are suffering and in need. Save the weak and those in need. Set them free from the hand of the sinful. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk around in the dark. All that the earth is built upon is shaken. I said, and so after Asaph 1 through 5, you know, is saying all these things, and so God comes in the picture and says, I said, you are gods, you are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like men and fall like those of the princes. Rise up, O God, say who is guilty or not guilty upon the earth, for all the nations belong to you. And so when I first read this, I didn't quite understand it. And so I needed to talk to my pastor about it. And he helped me, you know, understand that God was having this conversation with people that he has put in place to judge the earth. And so that's number one. These gods per se, you know, are not gods in the sense of, you know, God, if you know what I mean. But God has put in place people, us, who are to judge. And so while Asaph, you know, was, you know, saying all these things like, you know, you see those with, you know, those suffering and in need, blah, 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 and save those and stand up for them and send, you know, some of those things, you know, like we have been put in place for the welfare of the people. And so we are the ones to look out for one another, look out for your brother, look out for your sister, you know, and instead of being the one to cry about it and complain about it, well, God, what are you going to do about these people that are suffering over here? Oh, God, what are you going to do to feed this? Oh, God, what are you going to do about this? And God, God wants to work with us, you know. He is with us. He wants to partner with us, you know. And so, God, I heard this from a pastor once, you know, said that I believe God asked us the same thing, like, oh, well, what are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? Because I have put in you the resources and ways to help each other and help those who are in need and help those who are suffering, you know, bring hope to them, bring the word to them, you know, and resources and everything. God has blessed each and everyone and has put something in each and everyone to help each other, to help your brothers and sisters. And so, well, you want to sit back and be like, well, God, what are you going to do about this? God, what are you going to do about this? I'm asking you the same thing. What are you, Sweet Truth, going to do about that? What are you, who's listening, going to do about it? You know, because God has put in us what we need to fulfill his purpose. He has put in us what we need to help each other. He has put in us what we need to give hope and truth to one another. He has put it in us. Our destiny. Our calling. That is why you need to know and find out what your calling is, what God has put in you. So you don't end up like the one asking all these questions and asking God to come down and come on the scene and being acting when really, you are divine. God made you divine. You're a divine being. And God has put it in you to be the one to do something about it with him. You know? So instead of sitting down and wondering what God is going to do about it, what are you going to do about it? Do you know your calling? Do you know what he's put inside of you? Have you found out what your calling is? Are you doing something about it? Has God been talking to you? You know, are you acting upon what he's been telling you? Have you gotten to a point where are you in a position to do the calling that God has placed in your life? Because I'm telling you, everyone has been called. Everyone, whether you're saved or not, you have a calling on your life. Each and every single being, even those being born today, even those being born right now, I'm talking about babies, infants, they have a calling deep inside of them. Because once you're born on earth, the moment you're out of your mother's womb, you have a calling. Everyone is called. The word of God says everyone is called, but only few answer the call. So it's not a question about whether you're called or not. It's a question of, are you going to answer the call? That's what the real question is. And I'm glad I understand this, you know, because sometimes, you know, as you're growing up, you would see all these great men and women, you know, doing amazing things, doing great things for the kingdom of God. And that can sometimes leave you wondering, well, what am I to do? You know, am I even called? And I've gotten to the truth is, and I love that I found this truth, you know, along the way back then, is that everyone has been called. The word says it. The word cannot lie. The word says everyone has been called, but only few answer the call. And so you want to be part of the few, you know, you don't want to be the one that's called and you didn't really do nothing about your calling, you know, because when judgment day comes, the judgment sitting, you know, God is going to ask you, you know, I put this inside of you. What did you do with your calling? What did you do with the calling that I placed inside of you? Why didn't you answer the call? Because I definitely gave you a call, but you didn't answer. You didn't pick up. So you want to find out what your calling is, and you want to find out what God has placed in you, so you can do the works of the Lord to the glory of his name. And so how do you do that? I am currently taking a course with John Bevere on his app called Messenger. And I love that. I love that I found it. And honestly, I'm telling you, fam, the course is called Cod, literally. And I'm almost done with it, but it's helped me tremendously. I'm talking about, it is a blessing. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And I believe that's the best place to start. If you don't know, because I was in a place of, I was lost in the whole, like, you know, what am I called to do? What is my calling? And how do I find it? And how do I find out? And taking that course, you know, is going to give you all the key points and everything that you need to know about finding out what you're called to do and how you go about it and everything. It's going to give you everything. The best part is that it's free. All you have to do is download the app. Download the app, Messenger X is what it's called, you know, by John Bevere. And I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. I knew that I needed to start with the code by John Bevere. And it's been a blessing. It's helped me tremendously. You know, it's through the course, ever since I started taking the course, God has even given me more visions about part of my callings as well, too. You know, and things that I've known even for a while that he's just been reconfirming to me and even bringing new, you know, ideas and just opening up my eyes and my ears to see, you know, and it's amazing to do the calling of God. It's amazing to be, you know, in a place where you're fulfilling your call. I'm telling you, it is a good thing. It is a great thing. And so, fam, I hope that you've been blessed and encouraged by this, fam. Listen, fam, God wants you. God wants you and he loves you. And so, for those willing to pray this repentance prayer with me, pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit, I cast it at your feet. Every private thought, I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Fam, and if you pray that prayer, man, oh, it is wonderful. I am so happy and proud of you. I believe God is going to do amazing things through you and in your life. And all glory to God as you live in his purpose and the calling that he has given to you. And so I hope that this time has been an encouragement to you. And I will see you on the next one. I said I was going to do a double blessing, double segment day. So, yeah, stay tuned for the next episode coming up. By the way, I have been finally approved to do a video podcast now. So, that is something to look forward to. I want to begin doing that in the coming year. And I don't know if I'm going to do it for every episode, but I know I would love to do it for some episodes. So that is something to keep an eye out. But I am so excited about that. I mean, oh my goodness, what a blessing it's been. And I got my report about over the whole year. And so over the course of the whole year, Anchor and Spotify give you this report of, like, you know, what's been up and everything that's good. So I'm gonna give all the details about that in the next episode, so stay tuned for that as well too. But I am so happy, I am so excited that y'all have been with me on this journey from the beginning, you know, and those that joined me on this journey in the beginning of this year. Yeah, cheers to us and cheers to you. And I'm glad that you find this podcast helpful and encouraging and all that. So all glory to God. God loves you, fam. Be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.